Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's another time again to be in the presence of God. It's a beautiful Friday, it's a beautiful new day, and we're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. If this is your first time of joining us right here on this show, we get to sit at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ and learn from the feet of the Master. We get to learn new things. We get to see insights into the Word of God. We get deep revelations in the Word of God. The Lord gets to reveal His mind to us every single day, and that's why we are confident and we are always back here every single morning. And if you've been very frequent on the show, then you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for our devotion. So I want you to spread the word. Let somebody out there know that it is time for our devotion. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we will be looking at a topic that says, the seed of God. Again, it's the 21st day in the month of March 2025. We'll be looking at a topic that says, the seed of God. Our aim for today is taken from Aim 24. I want to be like Jesus. I want to be like Jesus. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Ruth chapter 1 to chapter 4. Ruth from chapter 1 to chapter 4. And our memory verse is taken from 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 23. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 23, which says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. We can see that in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. Our Bible reading is taken from 1 John chapter 3, from verse 7 to 9. 1 John chapter 3, from verse 7 to 9. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 7, it reads, dear children, do not let anyone lead you astray. The one who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. The one who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. No one who is born of God will continue to sin, because God's seed remains in them. They cannot go on sinning because they have been born of God. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads, when God's seed is in you, sin becomes irritating to you. No matter how hungry a cat is, it will not eat feces. Today's Bible reading says that if you are born of God, you cannot sin because God's seed is in you. As God's child, no matter the temptation you face, His seed in you will help you overcome it. people who claim to be born again are still enjoying sin, and as they enjoying sin, are not truly saved. Sin separates people from God and makes them Satan's lawful captive, like we see in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 26. If you are living in sin, you should cry to God, for it's salvation that takes away the sin, the seed of sin, and replaces it with a seed. God translates believers from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his light, like we see in Colossians chapter 1, verse 13, and gives them a new identity and DNA. Just as a mango seed can never produce an apple, Christians don't have the capacity to produce sin because God's seed is in them. However, if a believer refuses to nurture and grow their seed, he or she will be overpowered by sin. Abiding in God's word is one way to allow the seed of God within you to bloom and cause you to bear the fruit of righteousness. Today's memory verse says that you have to be born again of incorruptible seed, the word of God, which lives and abides forever. His word is sharper than any two-edged sword and can discern the intent of our hearts long before they become actions, like we see in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Christians who allow God's word to dwell richly in them, like we see in Colossians 3, verse 16, will stand strong against temptation and sin. Sin is an operation of darkness, but God's word brings light and understanding, like we see in Psalm 119, verse 130. Knowing God's word will make you wise and alert. You will be able to foresee the dangers in certain situations and hide yourself, like we see in Proverbs 22, verse 3. Joseph discerned the evil in Potiphar's wife's request and ran away, like we see in Genesis chapter 39, verse 12. Samson, on the other hand, couldn't discern the evil in Delilah's request until it was too late, like we see in Judges chapter 16, from verse 1 to 21. If you want to be a great instrument in God's hand, you must take God's word seriously. Anything that keeps you from God's word wants to destroy your soul. God's seed in you will be preserved from corruption of sin when you make his word your topmost priority. Don't allow yourself to become Satan's lawful captive. Today's open heaven comes with a reflection that says, is God's word your meditation all day long? We can find that in Psalm 119, verse 97. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word today in Jesus' name. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com, and it's available on our mobile app, which you can download on Play Store and Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Just join us every single morning by 7 a.m. just to get insight into the word of God. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again until we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.